puts it in! The U.S. go up! What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra!
Lloyd will try a long hit! What a goal from Lloyd! This is spectacular! It's hit with no regard for humanity! Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is! Switzerland! And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute! That was worth the price of admission alone!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, let's get after it tonight. Hey, it's we got our man Andrew Carlson back here. It's great to see him. We will talk a little Arsenal 2-2 draw with Spurs. I'm sure he's shaking his head in there. We got the one and only Guillermo Lazo Romero behind the glass as well. This is big. I'm excited for this. Good evening, everybody, and welcome into Soccer Matters, presented by the Daspit Law Firm, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Looking forward to this here tonight. Now, one little piece of new news is we will have the radio call tomorrow night of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup between the Houston Dynamo and Inter Miami. And this is big. This is big for a lot of reasons. We're going to get into it tonight, but we will have the call. Myself and Bobby Boswell will be on it tomorrow night. We're going to do the normal pregame show as well. So we're really looking forward to the call of the Dynamo at Inter Miami. There's question around Lionel Messi. That is apparently the game time decision if he can play, but this is for a trophy. And the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, the Dynamo are getting a lot of attention right now because of this game and the ability to win a trophy. And I'll tell you what, they're going to make the playoffs as well. 713-780-3776. Jordi Alba apparently is out. Sergio Busquets will be available for Tata Martino. But I'll tell you what, I'm feeling good about this for the Houston Dynamo. They go in as the heavy underdogs simply because of Messi. But when you look at this game closer, you are going to realize that the Dynamo turnaround has a lot to do with what Pat Onstad, the general manager, and Asher Mendelsohn were saying about bringing in players that were winners, guys that have been in cup finals. Hector Herrera has led beautifully. He's going to be a very big key tomorrow, but we're going to go all in on a lot of discussion around this tactics as well. 30 minutes tonight. Now, this is unprecedented. Nobody else in Houston is doing this, or maybe even around the country. 30 minutes with Ben Olsen tonight. Everything Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. So we're previewing it here tonight with the head coach. He was very gracious with his time. We talk about everything, the striker position, the season, the individuals involved in the game against Inter Miami tomorrow, and what it's going to take. We also have FC Dallas tickets, because by the way, the Dynamo will turn around on Saturday and play a Texas Garby against FC Dallas. Okay, very important. Dallas is desperate. They need the points. We will give away tickets tonight. But regardless, there will either be a big low going into that game for the Dynamo, getting so close if they don't win a final, or they will go in a super high against FC Dallas. And all those dynamics can work in varying ways. ESPN975.com, by the way, get the podcast of this show. You can get it right here, but you can get it on Spotify, Google, Apple, all those places. We hope you subscribe. It means a lot. It helps us stay on the air as well. Thomas Rongen, who's the Inter Miami analyst, former teammate of mine, was in Houston one summer playing back when the leagues were fighting and struggling. Thomas has also been the under-20 national team coach. DC United won the MLS Cup as a head coach. Thomas will join us tonight as well. So again, I got tickets, FC Dallas. So AC, I am going to have to bring you in here. And I'm not going right. I'm going into something different here. I think you think I'm going to talk Arsenal here. I'm not. Okay. So I see Stephen A. Smith walk out to the mound at Yankee Stadium. He's got Jeter's number on, the ESPN host. The pitch is an absolute freaking embarrassment. It's an assault on all of us men that the guy can't throw a baseball, okay? It's an embarrassment. How could we ever take him seriously after that? It's, I mean, throwing a baseball is a rite of passage for young men in this country. Now, it's becoming soccer, too. But Stephen A. Smith, practice. I mean, Yankee Stadium, come on. You're grabbing the, you're grabbing the celebrity pitch because you want the attention, the publicity. I get it. It's ceremonial. But get out and practice. Come on. That is stunning. That's like 50 cents, and that's like Fauci's. Remember how bad those throws were?
It's not nearly as bad as 50 Cent. 50 Cent damn near threw it up the third baseline. 50 Cent didn't even get it the direction of the mound proper.
Come on, this is mad. But 50 Cent's a rapper. He's not a guy in the sports business. Come on. This was an embarrassment. I can't ever take anything serious, he says again.
I would argue that you shouldn't have been taking him seriously in the first place, Glenn.
See that? This is proof that older, if you get older, you can still gain a lot of wisdom from youth. Because you know what? What I've learned is youth is king. That's good. I like that. I appreciate that. Well, don't go away now. I mean, we're going to stay here and talk a little Arsenal. All right. So you and me had a few texts. There was some up and down of happiness. And we didn't text too much because we're both watching the game. But I was checking in to see if you were. All right. So North London Derby. That was one of the big games in the Premier League this weekend. Arsenal and Spurs. All right, take it away. Your thoughts?
Just a disappointing performance overall from Arsenal. It's sort of in line with the level that they've shown this season. They haven't quite reached the heights that they performed at for the majority of last season. And a lot of that has to do with the interchanging parts, and there's not as much fluidity with the way that they play. But in general, it felt disjointed. I don't want to be mean and say that, like, mean to Spurs by saying that Arsenal were unlucky, because Spurs played well, and saying that Arsenal were unlucky in the game feels like I'm not doing the performance that Tottenham had justice. But there were a lot of times where Arsenal pressed well and got the ball into areas they wanted in the first 30 to 35 minutes of the game, and they were not able to capitalize on either recovering the ball or forcing Spurs into those areas.
You mean on the repress?
Yeah. There were moments where their touch was bad after sort of winning the ball, and then Spurs got it back immediately or things like that. And there were just moments where they didn't capitalize on the positions that they forced Tottenham into like they should have. And they paid for it by the end of the first half. They should have been up 2-0 within 30, 35 minutes. That chance that Jesus missed was it wasn't quite a howler, but it was a chance that a striker starting at a top Premier League club should be putting away. You're one-on-one with the keeper from 10, 15 yards out, and you've got a defender bearing down on you, but it's just you and the keeper, and you put it over. Like, that's just you need to do better than that. You need to at least work the keeper. And by and large,
I can sense the intensity in your voice.
Yeah,
it's gone up since the Stephen A. Smith discussion.
Part of the problem, too, is when you're viewing it from an Arsenal perspective and you want to be competing with Manchester City, the standard that Pep Guardiola and Manchester City have set at this point is almost unreachable, where it feels every time that you drop points at all, it feels like you have fallen hopelessly far behind.
So it ends 2-2. Romero own goal in the 26th. Son gets a pair for Spurs, scores in the 42nd. Saka from the penalty spot, and then Son a minute later. I mean, and that was so deflating after that, just to concede that quickly. By the way, Spurs had 53.5% of the possession. I know that's but that's significant if you're going to get a result or points off Arsenal. And I think Spurs would have went into this the heavy underdog, right?
Absolutely. And I will say, as much as I just complained about the Arsenal performance for the last few minutes, at the end of the day, if Jorginho, your most experienced and most veteran player, doesn't trip over his feet and basically hand a goal to Tottenham on a silver platter, then this could be a much different result. But look, inexplicably, that happens, and you ended up with a draw and two drop points.
Yeah, that was a shocking moment from Jorginho. And, you know, these are the games you go back at the end of the year and you go, you know, this was a game you should have managed out. You should have won, and you don't. But, you know, the data is interesting to a degree. I mean, it looks pretty even in a lot of areas. I don't glean a whole lot out of there. Listen, I give Spurs credit. You make mistakes like that, you pounce on them, you hurt teams. That's what happens in the Premier League. So, you know, I think it is, to your point, a pretty disappointing result. But welcome back. It's great to see you tonight. I know B-Mac's not here tonight, but it's great to see you. Now, do we know who's going to be producing tomorrow night, the Dynamo Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup final against Inter-Miami?
Brian McDonald will be here for that. We and we're also going to have a dedicated producer pulling highlights just for you for the end of the game. So we're going to have two producers here, I believe. One on the board, one pulling highlights.
This is a big deal for the station.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you. I think it's a big deal. It's a cup final. We are the soccer station in Houston. We should pound our chests a little bit on that. So this is very exciting. So we're looking forward to that tomorrow night. We got a lot of Dynamo talk here. Okay. Real quickly here, let's get a little Barcelona stuff for Guillermo Lazo Romero before the next two segments after this. This is when we're going to dig into Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. But let's go back to the weekend. Celta de Vigo against Barcelona. You get a, well, speaking of Man City, you get a Cancelo game winner to make it 3-2.
So. Pero también habrá que decirlo al final y recordar al Barça por qué le costó tanto esto. Cancelo está a gol.
Gol! All right, so 3-2, but they turn around today. They play Mallorca and they end in a 2-2 draw. They fought back twice from the draw. So, you know, these were not easy games. You potentially could have dropped another 2 point if for not getting the late game winner. There was the Moose Cup today. That's the Carabao Cup in England. Manchester United 3-0 over Crystal Palace. Big news here is the debut of Sofyan Amrabat. And he got good reviews in that one. They had three straight Premier League defeats, Manchester United. Then they won at Burnley over the weekend. And now they get the win over Palace. Things looking a little bit better right now. The former United goalkeeper, Dean Henderson, who some thought was ultimately going to be the number one, he's on Palace now. He went off injured 20 minutes into this one. Weston McKennie, part of the Juventus goal today. 1-0 victory over Lecce. He hit a cross to the back post that was nodded back to Milik. And he's playing as a wing back now. And that's four straight starts in a row for him. All right. Atletico Madrid, Real Madrid. The aerial game from Atletico Madrid is the undoing of Real Madrid. Morata would get the first 4 minutes in.
Operating on the left-hand side. That's a good-looking ball, and that's a terrific start.
ESPN, Morata. 97.5 on Twitch. We control the spice.
The worm is the spice.
Okay, and then Antoine Griezmann would make it 2-0 for Diego Simeone and Atletico. So Griezmann's...
Lino. The architect of the Morata goal. Saul and Griezmann. It's dreamland for Atletico.
Toni Kroos pulls one back for Real Madrid to make it 2-1.
And they... Ferocity. The leap was made by Rodrigo. And there's the inspiration from Toni Kroos that Real Madrid needed. An absolute thumper.
That was a good hit. It was from outside the 18. So that makes it 2-1. Morata would score again. It makes it 3-1. That means all three goals from Atletico Madrid coming via the head. Here's Morata again.
Griezmann feeds it out to that left-hand side. And Morata with the header. And there's another one for Atletico. Explosive at the beginning of the second half.
All right. So... Arsenal 2-2 with Spurs. So we got a lot of talk tonight with the Dynamo on the pre-match. Sviatchenko, we'll talk to Eric Sviatchenko. Expected back in the starting lineup. We're going to talk about, you know, what we think will be the starting lineups. I don't think there's a lot of secrets here. I mean, maybe a little bit more with Inter-Miami, obviously, with Lionel Messi being out injured. But we'll get into that tonight. We'll talk about what we think is the Dynamo lineup as well. I think there's one change there that people may not be thinking about, including myself, until today, based on the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. All right. Right now, I want to remind you about the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm, they're personal injury attorneys. They are committed to working for you 24/7 nights and weekends. Look, John Daspit gets us on the air here. You get in a car, boat, motorcycle, maritime accident. It's a nervy time. Few things are worse than severe injury to family members or others. That's when you call the Daspit Law Firm. 713-CALL-NOW, 713-CALL-NOW. They're bilingual. DaspitLaw.com. Again, that's DaspitLaw.com. And they have supported Soccer Matters and the great game of football. All right, who wants a pair of tickets to the Texas Derby this Saturday? 713-780-3776. Dynamo against FC Dallas. They're always heated. Caller number three, 713-780-3776.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
This was a very cool song. I'm not going to tell you who it was. Yeah, they call Major League Soccer games in French. Why not a little French music? Oh, yeah. All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters. Let's get into the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Houston Dynamo, after a field of 200 teams, started with amateur qualifying rounds, began last fall. Only two remain. It's Inter-Miami, Lionel Messi, and the Houston Dynamo. The final is tomorrow night. We'll have it right here. The word is that Lionel Messi is a game-time decision. Other outlets are saying he could come on in the second half. You know, everybody's got their take on this. Tata Martino said he was a game-time decision. These are two teams that their last meeting when they met here in Houston, they're different teams. They're just completely different teams. We have seen the Dynamo blossom. We have seen a very different Dynamo team than we've ever seen here in Houston. It's an excellent product. It is a possession-based team. It's the best possession team in the history of the organization. I don't think there's any question. Stylistically, it is different than any other team that's ever been put together. A lot of it is about a narrow game that Ben Olsen likes to play. But it has added an extra dimension, which this is big, and I really want you to hear me out when I say this. The emergence, the polish, the kind of game-changing maybe addition, and he won the starting job in the League's Cup. Griffin Dorsey has added a new dimension to the Houston Dynamo. Looks like such a polished player now. So this is going to be interesting. I'm assuming he's going to start it right back. But he has been a big part of helping to change the possibility and attack that the Dynamo pose against opponents. And he has been the best at bringing width to this team. Now, you've had Brad Smith getting in games a little bit and getting a start. When he's out there, you get a little bit more width on the left. But that complements the narrow game very nicely. Griffin Dorsey. And that is an area Inter Miami, believe me, with the way Tata Martino scouts and does video and all the stories we heard about that. We used to have Dario Sala on the show, who played in Argentina, played for FC Dallas. He was an assistant to Tata Martino in Atlanta when they won the title. And he would just talk about how incredibly detailed he was in setting his team up. So he'll be detailed. He'll know all about Griffin Dorsey. Jeff Larenowitz, who played in Atlanta for Tata Martino. Jeff Larenowitz came out the other day and said he was just, and these aren't his words, but he felt that Tata Martino's ability to understand and pick off players in Major League Soccer and scout them and understand them, he couldn't believe how quickly he did it. 713-780-3776. Dynamo going to win the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup tomorrow? I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to give you some reasons tonight. 713-780-3776. Dynamo go in the underdogs. Beautiful position to be in. So let's talk about it. All right, so what do we expect from Ben Olsen and the Houston Dynamo? I think what we expect is their best and most consistent lineup. And that is as follows. Now, remember one thing. The goalkeeper in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup has been Andrew Tarbell. I forgot to speak with Ben Olsen about this. But generally, a lot of times, you give the backup goalkeeper or the perceived backup goalkeeper the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. You give him those games. So at this point, I don't think you're going to change out Andrew Tarbell if you kind of made an agreement with him. And again, this is my prediction on the lineup. I don't think it's anything that's out there that people don't think, but Escobar, left back. This is based on me just watching games. Mikhail, the left center back. Eric Svechenko. So good news about Svechenko. He got rested in the Sporting Kansas City game, the game the Dynamo just came off, which, by the way, in that game, the Dynamo were not a good possession team. They were not good in possession. They made a number of changes with an eye on Wednesday, Ben Olsen, but they weren't a good possession team. So you know what? Let's quickly drop back here. They'll get a penalty in the beginning of the game. Kowalczyk is called for handling. Here's Johnny Russell. Johnny Russell goes to the penalty spot to make it 1-0.
Russell. Slow approach. Johnny Russell has hit the penalty. It's 1-0 Sporting Kansas City. They get off to a hopeful start, trying to keep the embers of their potential playoff appearance alive.
Okay. So Russell would get sent off for a straight-legged tackle. The bottom of his boot was exposed. So he would get off, sent off somewhere around the 38th or 37th. And then Kansas City into the half would go up 2-0. But then the Dynamo, right after that goal, Teenage Adebi, who has just come back playing in his second game, Teenage Adebi would make it 2-1.
Hector Herrera scored off a set piece against Vancouver, clips it in. It's a great-looking ball. It's still loose. Oh, it's smashed in off the underside of the crossbar. Teenage has pulled one back. Here we go, Houston Dynamo. Teenage Adebi just smashed it off the underside of the crossbar and in.
So Adebi would pull one back, but, you know, the tactics were defined on the night by the sending off. Sporting made it very, very difficult. And in the end, they hung on for a 2-1 win. The Dynamo made a lot of changes ahead of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. They were able to rest Svechenko. They took Hector Herrera off for a time in the second half. Artur got a break as well. So back to our lineup. So Escobar left back, Mikhail left center back, Eric Svechenko right center back, Griffin Dorsey, who's going to add that dimension. Now he's going to be challenging Inter Miami, because if he gets forward and cuts inside and Inter Miami plays with that back three, it's going to force Kamal Miller to come out a little bit. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So that little pocket of space where Dorsey loves to cut in, if they can get into that and he can get into that, that would be very positive. Midfield, I'm assuming it's going to be Artur, Hector Herrera. I mean, this is custom made for him to lead, to beat Inter Miami, to lead the Dynamo to the glory. He's been exceptional. He's been pushing everything, everybody. He's even pushed the owner, Ted Siegel. He's told Ted, hey, we want to see it more games. I love it. This is what you want out of your designated player. This is a beautiful thing. And by the way, the Dynamo have had some wonderful articles written about the investment. Ted Siegel's had some great quotes. So you get attention when you get to a cup final. They chartered a plane. I think some Houston media has gone down. So it's interesting. So Artur Herrera, and then if he's healthy, because he's missed the last two games, Amin Bassi, that's a big one. And if Bassi doesn't play, is Kowalczyk play there? And then you got Koko Karaskia. And the Dynamo have this box-like midfield that everybody's very aware of. Coco, yes, he can get out wide and give you a little width, but for the most part, he tucks in, and you got that box midfield with Corey Baird, your center forward, and Quiñones on the left, who's, I think Nelson has had trouble penetrating. So I think if you're an opponent, yes, you got to honor his pace and his ability to get behind people, but he's always cutting it back on his right foot. So it's been tough for him to actually penetrate and get behind people. I think Griffin Dorsey right now is your ace in the hole when it comes to bringing width to a team. Now, what does Inter Miami do? Drake Callender has emerged in goal. I guess we could call what we think they will do a 3-5-2 or a 5-3-2, right? If those two laterals tuck in, it's five backs. But I think the nucleus of three center backs, Aviles, who's very young, very emotional, Kristoff, and Miller. That's an area, if you can get at them, I think you can beat them. But I think they're going to want to stay very concentrated, very central, knowing the Dynamo play a narrow game, right? You'll have Busquets in front of them, maybe Arroyo, Cremaschi. And in wide areas, I think Taylor, the Finnish international, or Allen on the left. I would think it would be Taylor based on his experience. DeAndre Yedlin on the right. And, what do they do up front? Farias, Campagna. You got Josef Martínez, who won an MLS Cup. I think Campagna has been one of their, hotter strikers. But some combination of those up front. And Tata Martino has tweaked his lineup a lot. And tweaks a lot based on Messi being in it or not being in it. And he will not be in it. And they come off a 1-1 draw against Orlando City. 713-780-3776. Houston Dynamo fan, how excited are you about the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup? Do you have a prediction for me? I think this sets up beautifully for the Houston Dynamo in this one. I would really like to see them get real pressure on Inter Miami. Another thing is, if you can draw and earn some free kicks and corners, Inter Miami's not the best at defending set pieces and dead balls. I would also say the Dynamo have not scored enough off dead balls and set pieces this year and corners. So that's something to keep an eye on. But it's a great matchup. Box midfield. Question about Amin Bassi, who's missed the last two games. Outside of that, you expect what we just mentioned, the Dynamo's strongest lineup. That's what it seems to be. Again, Andrew Tarbell likely to get the starting goal over Steve Clark based on his contributions and playing in all the Open Cup matches to this point. Dorsey, Sviatchenko, Mikael, Escobar, Artur at the six, Herrera, Amin Bassi, if he's healthy and can go. He hasn't played in two games. And then Coco at the top of the box in midfield, Quiñones out on the left, and Baird in the striker position. Middle third of the field, that's going to be a real territorial, a very indigenous matchup between the two teams. Again, Arroyo, Busquets, Artur, Hector in there. It's going to be fascinating with or without Messi. I mean, I think you want to win it against Messi with him on the field, but you know what? Doesn't matter. And the Dynamo have, and again, you have to go back to Pat Onstad. And, he reminded everybody a lot at the beginning of the year. And this shows you the difference in the rosters in recent times and how big of a gap and void it is. And I don't mean to be disrespectful to any player. But when you look at the difference in the strength of this roster now, you have depth. You made 17 changes. You brought in guys like Franco Escobar, Artur. These guys won MLS Cups. These guys are competitive. Hector Herrera now. Fully bought in. Steve Clark played in two MLS Cup finals, had already been here, right? Mikael emerges at left center back. Sviatchenko, a winner. European pedigree. It's the kind of guy you want in a final playing at the back for you, right? Right? You got the youth of Quiñones. You got Coco. Coco's got to make plays in this game. He can't overhit passes. He's got to finish if he gets a chance. Corey Baird's got to hit the target. Bossy. You know, does he play or does he? I don't know. I don't know. He's been important in the interior once the Dynamo figured out where best to play him positionally. They have players that have been in big games and finals. MLS Cups, Campeones Cups, Herrera in La Liga with Atletico Madrid. This should not awe them at all, but it should access the competitive spirit that this team has shown under Ben Olsen. They have winners, and they are led by Hector Herrera, who I believe is going to shine in this match for the Houston Dynamo. By the way, I will ask Ben Olsen in our 30-minute interview tonight, did he go to Hector Herrera for advice on how to play against some of the players from La Liga, including Messi, Alba, and Busquets? All right, we'll take a break. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We thank you for tuning in as always. Hey, I took a run down to Lamont Brands today. LamontBrands.com. Get your Soccer Matters t-shirts. All the proceeds go to the Snowdrop Foundation. Trucker hats as well. LamontBrands.com. Get down there. And by the way, if you're a youth soccer club or somebody and you want printing done, there's none better. These guys will take care of you. You tell them Soccer Matters, you know Glenn, whatever. You talk to them. We'll take a break. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. It's brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Caller number two right now. You get a pair of tickets. Dynamo FC Dallas Saturday.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Big thank you to John and his firm. 713-CALL-NOW, DaspitLaw.com. And they have been supporting Soccer Matters in the great game of football. This is what I like about you. Great song. Originally done by the Romantics in the 80s. All right, so tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, will be our pregame show here for the Dynamo Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup final. They will be taking on Inter Miami. Status of Lionel Messi, not sure. Dynamo coach Ben Olsen calls Inter Miami the sexiest team this league has produced. There's a lot of trying to make the Dynamo into simply just a gritty team, and we know they are a lot more than a gritty team. They are aesthetically very, very interesting to watch. If they get their combination play going and they're playing tight areas and they get that complemented by Griffin Dorsey getting forward, they could be a real handful. At the end of the day, the Dynamo, I think, are probably the most misunderstood team in the country when it comes to the way they're playing, because I just don't think people have been paying attention to them now. And that's the beauty of getting to a final, getting to the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup final. People have to learn about you, even our local media here. So it's great. There's a lot of media coming out and capitalizing on it, which is a good thing. And we are here at ESPN 97.5 having the game. So 7 o'clock tomorrow night, the pregame show, myself and Bobby Boswell. 7:30, just a little bit after that, I think it's 7:37, game kicks off. So we're looking forward to bringing you the call of that, the historic Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, which, by the way, started 110 years ago. So I once got to the semis in it again with the New York Greek Americans. But 110 years ago, it wasn't 110 years ago, though, by the way. It was 109. Brooklyn Field Club won it. So really what the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup is, for those who are uninitiated, it is maybe our version of the Copa del Rey in La Liga or the FA Cup in England. Separate tournament to the MLS where you fight for the MLS Cup championship. And it's interesting because the teams generally in the earlier rounds, most of the teams, you know, maybe are playing split squads, giving young players opportunity. But then all of a sudden you hit the quarters, you know, and everybody starts thinking, okay, well, we got to figure this thing out. Why not try to win it, right? And now when you add Lionel Messi into the mix and the amount of eyeballs on this, this becomes an opportunity for people also to learn about the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. So it was, when you hear the name Brooklyn Field Club or some of the historic names in Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup history, they're all ethnic-based. It was ethnic-based. And then MLS teams began to get into it, as well as USL and lower professional divisions. And once the pros got in it, it's been all MLS teams winning it. But this was very much about the ethnicity of this tournament and ethnic groups that came to America, built their communities, and then they brought the things they loved with them, and that's obviously soccer or football, right? So that's kind of a little bit of a background on the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, so it makes it very, very interesting. All right, let's get some sound in here, Guillermo, and let's start with, I want to start with Eric Svechenko. This is soundbite number 16, how the team is feeling heading in to the final.
I think everyone is just pumped up for a final and everyone will want to play. So with my experience, these games, you don't need to motivate players. It's enough in itself to be in a final and you want to be remembered. And we have a chance now. And of course, also going up against Inter Miami is going to be tough, but we're ready and we know we can do it.
So Eric Svechenko, the good news is he got a good rest and he's been excellent. Very intelligent defender, positionally wonderful, great leader, guy that played at FC Michelin, played at Celtic in Scotland. This is a well-traveled, hardened pro, okay? Perfect guy to be pairing up with Mikael to help guide a younger center back. That's a beautiful kind of organic relationship that can grow between an older player and a younger one. I was the benefit of that during my pro career. But Svechenko's been another good signing. And, you know, at the time, people were, Ethan Bartlow's playing well. Mikael's playing well. Teenage is playing well. Why are we getting another center back? Well, you're getting a center back like this guy for this moment, Eric Svechenko. Here he is on the challenge of facing off potentially against Messi. Now, again, I want to make it very clear. What we're hearing is a number of different things, but what we're hearing is Messi has not played as of late. There's been limited training, I believe, on his part. Maybe he was off to the side a little bit. But the idea here is that he's going to be on the bench. Tata Martino said it's kind of a game time thing. So you may not even be getting a fully fit Messi if, in fact, he does appear. But here's Svechenko and the challenge of playing against one of the greatest player in the world, Messi.
Yeah, it's always it's difficult going up against the best players in the world. And we are going to play against the best player, and their front attackers are just in good form. We're playing a team that is in good form, that scores a lot of goals. So I think the key is for us to be aware mentally, and concentration is the most important thing when you play against these players that are always alert. And if you switch off for a second, they will exploit that kind of misconcentration that we will have, but I believe that we can concentrate for 90 minutes, especially when it comes up to a final.
Yeah, everything gets magnified. It's one game. Love that from Eric Svechenko. By the way, Messi has 11 goals. So that run they had in the League's Cup was, that was just amazing to the final. I mean, no, number one, we were all still astonished he was here, but then to see them take off like that and become the team they've become and the additions they got. And it was all, this was a Cliff Notes version of putting a team together. All of a sudden we're learning about an 18-year-old named Gramacci, who's born of Argentine heritage. And he's playing now with Lionel Messi, who just lifted the World Cup title, 8 months ago. It's DRV Pink Stadium. Used to be called Lockhart back in the day. I played some games in there. And it was just a beautiful field with bleachers around it. It's a lot different now. They put a lot into the stadium. Giorgio Chiellini. Remember when LAFC got beaten by Lionel Messi and Inter Miami? Chiellini said, Messi and Inter Miami, by far, best I've faced in MLS. Okay, that's It's pretty quick stuff. Happened very quickly. And you know, we talk about watching Busquets play, and Alba was getting for it. Alba's apparently out. Busquets will play. It was pretty fascinating. I think if the Dynamo can really get at the back three and that back three area. And by the way, Allen could start at left back along, you know, possibly Taylor as well, the Finnish international. Allen's a younger player. Taylor will have a little bit more experience. But they could get at Miller, Kristoff, and Aviles. Aviles, I would love to see the Dynamo test him. He's an energetic player, does get emotional. They've got a good goalkeeper in Dre Callender, who's been called into the national team recently, as well as Kramashi, the young kid. But I would love to see the Dynamo get at that back four. I would love to see Griffin Dorsey getting forward down that right side, getting into that pocket where he cuts inside and showing variety. Sometimes going, bringing full width, other times coming inside there and maybe tempting and teasing out Kamal Miller a little bit, who, by the way, was signed by Inter Miami right before they came to Houston and played way back beginning of this year when these teams were completely different teams and were figuring themselves out at the time. All right, more from Eric Svechenko. And, of course, in a final, how teams handle the pressure, the emotion, the excitement of what could be a once-in-a-lifetime for many. Here's Svechenko.
Me personally, I've been in a lot of finals before. I've won 11 titles. So for me, it's on the road to become remembered, as I just mentioned. So for me, it's a positive. I see it as a great challenge. I see it as a possibility to be at the best we can. So I think for me, I just look forward to it. And of course, there will be nerves, but it would be weird if we weren't having a little bit of nerves going into a game that is so big. But when the game goes and it starts, then we're very focused on the job that has to be done for 90 minutes.
Great stuff there from Eric Svechenko. I want to remind you again, we got 30 minutes, two segments. Ben Olsen is coming up tonight on this show. Also, Inter Miami analyst, former Major League Soccer coach, played in the North American Soccer League, played down here with the Houston Dynamos. Thomas Rongen. He's done a lot of unique stuff in the game, Thomas. He is the analyst. He will be coming on in the second hour as well. All right, so let's go to the Inter Miami press conference. And by the way, you got a chock full, packed second hour with opinion from others, right? So it's not going to be me. You're going to be getting a lot of opinion from those around the team. Thomas Rongen, who's been the color analyst. And then you're going to get it directly from the head coach of the Houston Dynamo. So I feel very good about the second hour as well. All right, so here's Tata Martino on Messi and Alba's chance of playing. And then Guillermo Lazo Romero, producing here along Andrew tonight, will then translate it.
Esperamos hasta mañana, Michel. Vamos a esperar hasta mañana. Jordi, difícil, pero al Leo vamos a esperar hasta mañana. Hasta último momento esperaremos a ver la definición que tomamos.
Yeah, so he basically said that for sure Jordi Alba, no, but Messi is day-to-day, and it will just come down to tomorrow, and then we'll see.
All right, let's go to Soundbite 11. This is Sergio Busquets, tremendous midfielder. We've got some real elegance in midfield in this one tomorrow night, Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. We have it right here on ESPN 97.5. 7 o'clock is the pregame. Here's Sergio Busquets of Inter Miami on heading into a final.
Hacia adelante, en la dirección correcta. Y no hay que meter mucha más presión de lo que estamos haciendo. Sí, está claro que es un título, que son 90 minutos si todo va bien para un lado o para el otro. Y que al final tenemos que prepararlo con la máxima ilusión, la máxima ambición. E intentar que los pequeños detalles por lo que se van a decidir el partido y la final pues caigan a nuestro favor.
Sergio just saying that it's a final. We got to stay cool, calm, and collective. But at the same time, you have to have ambition. And you have to have those little things in a final go your way.
Yeah, so that's the other piece. I'm glad he brought that up because good fortune, singular call by a referee, you know, it all changes the course of a final. Here's back to Tata Martino, the great coach of Inter Miami, on dealing with Coco Carrasquilla.
Bueno, es una de las figuras del equipo, ¿no? Más allá de lo que haya hecho en la semifinal. Y después lo que tenemos que ver es dónde él finalmente empezará el partido. Porque es un futbolista que ha jugado por fuera, ha jugado detrás del 9, ha jugado arrancando como doble contención, como habitualmente lo hace también en la selección. Puede ser un interior. Y las formas en que tenemos que controlarlo seguramente tendrán que ver el lugar de la cancha donde él vaya a arrancar el partido.
Tata's basically saying that the way he stops Coco, it just depends on where he's going to be on the pitch. He's such a versatile player and such an independent variable for him.
So when he says he's a versatile player, I mean, that shows you, again, he knows he's playing out of position. He's playing higher up the field. He knows he plays for Panama in a deeper lying role. And, you know, Coco, he's got to make plays. He's got to put the right weight on passes in these big moments in this game. He can do it. He's tremendous on the ball. He gets raves from around the country. But the missing link right now, positionally, in the context of playing for the Houston Dynamo, he's got to make the killer pass, put the right weight on stuff so the Dynamo get chances and goals. And I think that's a big one to put a circle on. You know you're going to get an amazing effort. You know you're going to get an amazing guy on the ball under pressure. This is why the Dynamo were such a good possession team. Watch the way Hector Herrera uses his body to protect the ball. Decisions he makes. Coco Carrasquilla can turn away from pressure very quickly. Artur can. Think about Artur in that position. You got people closing you down right, left, from behind you. And all midfielders that are playing central especially. Challenge. You got to have eyes in the back of your head. Dynamo midfield has been so much fun to watch. Okay, going to take a break. We come back. Thomas Rongen, Inter Miami color analyst. We'll get some thoughts from him. And then we get two segments with the Dynamo head coach, Ben Olsen. No coverage like this. This is great stuff from Ben Olsen as well tonight. We'll take a break. We got more to come. As we go to break, I do want to remind you, though, about Hugh O'Connor's Pub, I-10 Marquee Entertainment Center. Get out there. They've got all the great pub food. You want a real pub feel? I would go there tomorrow night and watch a Houston Dynamo. Go say hello to Dave and Goose. Houston Dynamo tomorrow night, Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup Final. They won the Open Cup in 2018 against the Philadelphia Union. Tomorrow night, it's against Inter Miami. 7 o'clock pregame show right here on ESPN 97.5, and then we'll take you through the call of the game and a post game. Take a break.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.